on the U.S. food supply, zeroing in on produce. This is our last installment of CNN's special Raw Ingredients, taking a look at how engineering and importing have replaced old-fashioned growing in the U.S. food industry, and how consumer demand still has the power to influence the industry. Our reporter, Christina Alessi, has gone inside some of America's biggest food companies, seeing what most folks haven't seen before, getting incredible insight as to how production affects what's on our plate.
Salad. Americans are eating up to 5 times more leafy greens than they did 20 years ago. We're consuming 3 billion pounds a year. But our intensifying love affair with fresh produce is creating problems for farmers, for the environment, and even for our own health. 1 in 6 Americans, that's 48 million people, get sick from contaminated food each year. 3,000 die. Bet you think it's coming from undercooked meat and fish. Well, produce is actually responsible for about half of the illnesses.
Any industry that wants to produce safe food, they can do that.
Dr. Mansoor Samadpour runs one of the nation's largest food safety consulting labs. Chipotle recently hired his company to assess and improve safety standards after the government traced an outbreak of E. coli back to some of its stores. He stocks Listeria and Salmonella in his office.
This plate, in theory, is good enough to infect everyone in the city of Seattle.
How did you get so close to it?
Because they don't jump.
Recently, the risk associated with some fruits and vegetables has become so high that the FDA began actively monitoring them for contaminants, a historic move for the agency. So how serious is the industry when it comes to keeping our food safe? We traveled across the country to find out. It's sunrise in Salinas Valley, California. This area is called the Salad Bowl of America, and for good reason. Its fields produce 60% of the leafy greens in the U.S.